Namaste. My name is Uwe Simmerer. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today, I want to speak how the antibiotic can kill us. I've read a recent study that after 2050, more people dying through an infection or inflammation than through cancer. Today, the food industry, or even 50 years before until today, they gave the animals antibiotic to grow them faster and to protect them from diseases. And through this, the bacteria became more and more resistant of antibiotic. And even worse, for through the overuse of disinfection, with the antibiotic, a superbug was created. And this superbug can kill everybody. For instance, in Germany, 14,000 people are dying each year, get a superbug infection in the hospitals. The question is why? So the overuse of antibiotic and disinfection, they kill all the healthy bacteria and so give room to the superbug. The healthy bacteria can kill the superbug. Sex is over. Okay. The same is true, for instance, for the shrimp farms in Asia. Instead to use clean water for the shrimps, they're putting antibiotic in the water of the shrimps. So that the shrimps developed quite well, but the bacteria what the shrimps have are resistant of antibiotic, and they have the superbug, and they have bacteria that produce ESBL that neutralize antibiotic. And now comes it. Canada thought that over safe, so that it is forbidden to produce food with antibiotic. And they thought this is enough. Then they bought in different supermarkets 50 packages of shrimps, mainly from Asia, and tested them for the superbug, for the bacteria that produce ESBL strains that will neutralize antibiotic, and for the multi-resistance bacteria for antibiotic, or bacteria with multi-resistance of antibiotic. The results had been shocking. 17% of the package had the superbug, and even they had been from organic farms or were high certified products. 33% had the ISBL strain bacteria that can or that neutralize antibiotic, and 88% of the package had multi-resistance bacteria for antibiotic. And then you think, maybe I don't care because I cook the shrimps, who cares what? When you prepare the shrimps, then the superbugs are all over the place, and they have tested this also. They may be on the kitchen shelf or on the spice containers or on the floor, and they can survive over months. Or they may be on your body or on the bodies of your family. The thing is, even you get the superbug, you don't have to die. Normally, you don't die. But if you are under heavy stress or your body or your immune system is weak, yes, then there's a good chance for that. What is if you buy seafood, beef, pork, poultry, and so on? There are also the superbug inside. And then you cut this beef or pork, and afterwards you cut salad, the superbug is inside of your salad. And it's getting worse and worse. Every year, they produce antibiotic with higher doses, and in the future, they cannot produce more higher doses, and even the doses of our antibiotic is not enough to kill the bacteria. Then the antibiotic is useless, or maybe to grain your muscles. Okay. And then you're in a bad situation. And this will happen, what I said, after 2050. Like the antibiotic will be useless. So what to do? Think this over. Think this over. I've put at least four blogs about that out on my channel, on my Facebook group. Eat probiotic every day. Because a probiotic can kill the superbug. And even more, it's the best for your immune system to strengthen your immune system, and then you have a healthy gut flora. And your digestion is good, and maybe you don't get you don't get dementia, and so on. It's only through probiotic possible. Otherwise, the bacteria or organism are eating your brain. And the healthy bacteria can kill them. So, and I have one thing more, but I make for this also a blog. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.